Welcome to Youth Sunday. What I want to talk to you about today is love and ministry. What Manny just read is one of my favorite scriptures. And I think if we're going to reach out into the community, that we need to live by that scripture. So, first, I want to look at what the greatest commandment from God was. So to do that, you can turn to Matthew 22, starting in verse 34. If you don't have a Bible, it'll be on the screen. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, expert in the law, tested him with a question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus asserted God's commandment to love God and love men were the two greatest commandments. Loving God is easy. He already loves us and has accepted us as his children. But loving people seems to be a lot harder, especially non-Christians. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because we think we're better than them or they're lower than us. Maybe it's because we don't want to go out of our way to love them. We might even think they don't deserve it. Nevertheless, God's command is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus says this in Matthew 5, starting in verse 43. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. I watched the movie last month. It was the day I found out what the Youth Sunday, what the theme was. I thought it was interesting that I watched the movie about the gospel and why the gospel of love is dividing America. And then I found out that today, the theme was evangelicalism. So I watched this movie, and it's about a guy named Dan Murphy who goes across the nation to find out why the gospel of love is dividing America. What he found was that there's a perception of Christians by non-believers that Christians are hypocritical, hating people. And sadly, sometimes we are. Not all Christians, but the majority of us are. It's sad, but it's true. How can we change this perception they have of us? First, we need to realize our mistakes and ask for forgiveness, and then repent. We need to love everybody, not just God and other Christians. I want to go back to what Mandy just read, Romans 9. No, Romans 12, starting verse 9, sorry. A little nervous.
Okay.
All right, starting at verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never lacking in zeal, keep your spiritual fever, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction. Faithful in prayer, share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge on them, Leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I'll repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That is a very powerful passage. As I said, I think if we live by that passage, our ministry will be a lot better than it is now. Now I want to go over to 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 7. It says, dear friends, let us love one another. The love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son as an atoning sacrifice for sin. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for sin. There's a song by Aaron, and I was getting the verses, and Jesus started. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us too. And if his love is made, and his love is made complete in us. Since God has loved us, we should also love one another. If we love one another, then God will live in us. I want to change directions here a little bit, still staying on the same subject as love, but go to 1 Corinthians 13, starting the first verse. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clinging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all the mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, do not have love, I have nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burnt, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. If we don't have love in anything we do, then it's nothing, it's meaningless. If we're going to reach out to non-believers, we need to show them. If we're going to teach others about the truth, about the Bible, we need to do it in love. We all need to be earnestly seeking to love one another. If we really want to seek God, if we really want to know God, if we really want to live for God, then we will love one another. Also, we need to be loving people who are in times of mourning. And people who need our love. This Sunday is Pink Sunday, so we need to be comforting people who have been affected by breast cancer. And, lost my train of thought. What I was saying is, we need to be loving people who are in times of mourning, and we need to comfort them. And if we don't do that, they'll just more and more. We love them and support them, then maybe they'll feel better about what they're going through. And then maybe the next time, if someone else is going through mourning, they'll think, oh, someone came and helped me when I was mourning. So now I should go and help someone else. We need to be proclaiming a loving God who wants to save us all, save all his creation from sin. Not an angry God who wants to destroy everyone. I think if we present the truth about God in a loving way, it will spread more rapidly than it has ever. I really hope we can all move together, taking a stand to love one another, and live lives that are pleasing to God. We need to reach out to the broken hearts in this world and show them the love that God has for them. If we do that, then God will be happy with us. But if we continue to hate and not be fully devoted to God, we will not stand when the trials and tribulations come. We're supposed to be Christian, present. Those times are acting like.
Amen. Amen. Amen.